We've come down to a seafront in a town at the end of the river. Now, tell me the name of the town, Delphine.
Riva de Sella.
And this is a seaside resort. Very stylish because we have these fantastic houses all the way along the front. Tell me about these.
These are summer houses from people with money at the beginning of the century, and also a colonial style from South America, from the emigrants who were there and came back. And they restore the houses, for example, Villa Rosario to be Casona Asturiana, the quality club.
They are absolutely beautiful, and this beach is beautiful as well. I love the detail. We're on the promenade at the moment, and you can hear the sea crashing behind us. But it's got this beautiful railing all the way along that they've obviously commissioned because it's made up of nautical things and skulls and oars crossed all the way along. A lot of work, a lot of thought. And the beach itself, it looks to me to be very popular with surfers in particular because they're out there in the waves.
Yes, surfing is something that young people bring. They like to come to Asturias because of the surfing. Tapia de Casariego, Riva de Sella, Salinas, and Gijón.
Yeah, we noticed in Gijón. Gijón is a port city, and on one side there's the harbour, and on the other side there's a beautiful beach with crashing waves on there. And out in the middle of it all, there are surfers. I think this is a beautiful spot. I think people should come here and stay in one of these magnificent houses.
Also a youth hostel directly in front of the sea, so the surfer loves this beach because they have accommodation also very cheap, and on the other side the beach.
Perfect place to come and spend some summer time.
Absolutely.